The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with landscape architect Chuck Smith and YMCA Administrator Forrest Perry, who are behind the planning and programs of the new YMCA at Chatham Park.
I know everything that we've opened so far, being the mosaic, and now we're talking about the Y and the Village Center, the vineyards, everything is preset for when those systems are in place. Preston Development Company feels this is extremely important for the community as a whole, and we are putting those dollars behind that idea. But there is still a second phase of building that is going to involve the community now showing their support.
One of the things that we as an organization have loved about this partnership is just the way that Preston Development Company has been so forward-looking throughout the entirety of this. When we think about our partners within the community, the level of innovation and foresight and forethought that goes into the work that Preston does is truly remarkable. I need to be explicitly clear, there's no way that we could do this without the partnership with Preston. Even with that being said, yes, there is a delta, a little bit of a difference between what is being provided and what the Y ultimately needs to generate to bring all of the phases of development to fruition. We are in the early phase right now of some of our strategic planning around our fundraising initiatives. Each of our YMCAs runs an annual support campaign, and that's been part of the Chatham YMCA for almost our 20-year existence there. The Y truly as a community organization, we don't build things for the community. We build things with the community. And so when we go into a capital initiative, it's not just myself and other staff that are driving it. It's really largely driven by volunteers that live, work, play, and learn in the community. We hope to have kind of that first phase of capital fundraising done by the time the facility opens in late 2024, with a second phase of capital investment. We hope to begin that work once the facility is open and in service to the broader community.
I can hear people saying, well, Preston and Chatham Park have made this promise to build a YMCA, and here you are needing to raise money. You don't do that because you can't get the money in some other way. You do that because you want individuals and families and people in the community invested in being part of the creation of this, because then it's theirs.
Right.
It's a whole different conversation about that.
Well, when you think about the YMCA, since its inception, the mission statement of the Y and the mission statement of the YMCA of the Triangle is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And when we think about our service to the community and how we truly do ensure that we are providing those elements for all, accessibility is an important piece. And the reality of running a facility like the YMCA and the scope of the programs that we run is, as a nonprofit, there's very kind of thin margins that we have to operate on. And to make sure that the Y is accessible, we need the community's support to do that. So whether it's through our annual support campaign, where community members come together to help fund programs like our YXL program, which is an after-school tutorial program for students that are below grade level, or whether it's providing scholarships for swim lessons for children to learn those important life safety skills, or whether it's in providing adults access to diabetes prevention program or other chronic disease prevention programs. These efforts go above and beyond the revenue that the Y generates by itself.
And at the time, taking the Y into carry, that was not a slam dunk. Community leadership, Tim being part of that, trying to convince the Y to come to carry, much like the Y coming to Pittsburgh, into a community that has exposure to the Y. And there's the YMCA they've experienced, but it's getting ready to take a whole new meaning to people. What we do in these different places is create community, build community. The Y is a great organization to do that. We already had enough experience with what had happened in Cary to know that this is a partnership that we want to continue for as long as we're doing what we do.
Whether it's here in Chapel Hill, whether it's in Durham or Wake County, public transportation does come to play in how people get to the Y. And a lot of that is municipally driven. We are certainly advocates for that. We want to partner with local municipalities to ensure easy access to the Y. But ultimately, that tends to be a town, city, or county decision as to what level and what degree of public transportation is afforded throughout.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.